This is the Book Legion Podcast, where we review thought-provoking books to give our Legionnaires the knowledge they need to dominate the next level of their life.
Everybody, thanks so much for joining me this week on the Book Legion. This is your host, Tizer Evans, and I'm going to be reviewing The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. So first, let's just start with who Jeff Olson is. Jeff Olson is an author and entrepreneur, obviously, but the first chapter really dives into his journey, which is really cool. I think it helps to give a lot of perspective and a lot of credibility to what he's done with his life and why he wrote the book. So Jeff was someone who was pretty much just average his whole life, ended up going to college, dropping out, decided that he was going to move to Daytona Beach and to surf. And when he wasn't surfing, he was basically going to work at a golf pro shop. And so that's just kind of what he did. It was hard. He was never really making ends meet, but he didn't really care because, you know, he was living the beach bum life. And so he talks very openly about how he was a beach bum. And, you know, after years of doing that, he got sick of it, went back to school, ended up becoming a straight-A student, went to business school. Then he got out into the business world, had some great experiences. I believe he worked in the airline industry, was one of the first youngest executives to be able to run a whole airport. And then he transitioned into entrepreneurship, where he built a really big company, and then that company went bust. Just really a product of circumstances, really nothing that Jeff did. And so Jeff then was back at this low point again, and he was really contemplating whether or not he could build success. And so he looked back at his unsuccessful life and his successful life, and he realized it was just a couple key differentiators that had built a successful life. Since then, Jeff has gone on to build several multi-million dollar companies again after he lost that first one I had mentioned. He's wildly successful to this day, still a serial entrepreneur. He speaks, and now obviously he's got this book that's gone wild. He said when he wrote the book, he didn't expect it to do anything. He just wanted to put it out there to hopefully it helps somebody. And then it's just through word of mouth, it went really viral. But he did write the book around 2005, but has since been updated. So I'm going to talk to you guys about are my three big takeaways and chapters in the book, The Slight Edge. So the first one for me, because it really was impactful, was chapter 4, Master the Mundane. And a lot of people really overlook this. You know, you have right here, the shirt I'm wearing, ironically, is a Lions Not Cheap shirt, but it says, do the work. And this is something that I talk to my son about all the time. I have a 7-year-old son who's obsessed with basketball. And so we go practice in the backyard. All the kid wants to do is work on, he's pretty talented for 7. He wants to work on his reverse layups. He wants to work on trick shots. And he wants to see if he can shoot NBA three-pointers. And I try to tell him, buddy, you're in first grade. You're 7. What I want you to do is perfect the small, easy things that you can build your skills on top of. If you perfect the 4-footer, the 5-footer, the 10-footer, the free throw, a layup, your left hand, right? Then I tell them, I'll teach you all the trick stuff, but you have to have a foundation. And most of us just want to get to the end result, and we want to master the mundane, right? Take another example besides my 7-year-old. Look at someone like Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett reads for the majority of his day. He contemplates majority of his day. Most people find reading boring, right? Obviously, you don't, because that's why you're watching the Book Legion. But on average, the average American reads less than one book a year. Well, the average CEO reads 60. Huge difference. People understand, people who've become great at anything, whether it's Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Warren Buffett in business, or people that have a fantastic relationship with their creator or with their spouse, they realize that it's doing the small things right every single day and starting to stack your skill set and perfecting the mundane that really make you great at anything. And basketball is just a good example, so I really drill that in my son. I know that it's boring to shoot 100 free throws. I totally understand. It'd be a lot more fun, you know, to shoot three-pointers or to do those reverse layups that you like, but we have to perfect the mundane. And once we master that, we can build on those skills. But most people don't want to take the time to perfect things that they perceive as boring. So he talks a lot of ways to how to make that fun, how to look at it from a different perception. And so the whole chapter is really focusing on mastering the mundane and why that's so important. So the second chapter actually comes right after this is chapter 5. And there's about 17 chapters in the book. 18, excuse me. It's about 274 pages, so a decently good book. A lot of chapters, a lot of good content in there, but they're not overwhelmingly long. So chapter 5 is Slow Down to Go Fast, and this talks a lot about time. Again, it kind of goes into mastering the mundane. And what I really, why I want to talk about this and why it was impactful for me and why I'm glad it's in the book is because we live in a world of instant gratification. You know, we can really access any type of information that we want from our cell phone, right? So if you, most of us carry our cell phones on us 24/7, so we have complete access to any answer, anything that we want at any time. We're used to getting those quick dopamine hits from a like on social media or from a comment, so we're constantly checking our social media, right? I think on average, someone checks their Instagram 72 times a day, statistical average. So we've conditioned our society to think that you get instant results. Everything is instant about our society. But success is not an instant. And those that are perceived as instants are typically glorified. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg is a good example. He did, I mean, he's a billionaire at 23, so I'd say that's pretty instant, right? But how many other people in the world do you know that's ever become a billionaire at 23? So we can't use one outlier example for the other 8 billion people on earth. And I think that we do that too much with celebrities. And even people that are celebrities, we don't understand that maybe they went through a decade, 15, 20 years of mastering the mundane and doing hard work before they actually quote unquote made it. So to us, it's a perceived overnight success, but to them, it definitely wasn't. So what the book talks about, and I want to give you the analogy, talks about you have to plant, cultivate, and harvest, right? Just like when people used to plant crops. So planting is starting to decide what you want to do with your life. I'm going to plant my roots here, and then you cultivate your skill set after years and years and years and years of mastering the mundane, becoming good at things that are boring, and then through that process, you will harvest the rewards of success. And a lot of people don't look at that. They want to plant and they want to harvest. They don't want to cultivate. And cultivating is the most important part. You know, I did a TikTok or an Instagram reel or something like that talking about most of us trade time for money. And so we go to work, we get paid $20 an hour, we get our paycheck. Well, I'm always really interested in, and this is just coming from experience. If you look at from when I graduated college 13 years ago to now, I've 10x my income, or more than 10x it. And the way I've been able to do that was I decided to trade time for value. And so I've been very focused on increasing my skill set, increasing my value, constantly reading, coming up with new ideas. And as I've done that, I've become more successful. I go into meetings with executives and CFOs, and I bring fresh new solutions, new ideas. So people pay me more time, people pay me more money because the value that I bring equates to more money. Where most of us, we want to plant and harvest, we don't cultivate. When we don't cultivate, you don't increase your value. And if you don't increase your value, then you stay right where you're at because you're not worth anything more. So it's really important to see through the eyes of time, understanding that yes, it might be a journey. It might be 2 years for me to perfect this, but along that journey, I'm going to grow. I'm going to struggle. I'm going to have wins. I'm going to cry. I'm going to laugh. And it's all part of the experience. And on the other side of this, the rewards are going to be so much greater than I can ever imagine and ever appreciate. So I really love chapter 5, Slow Down to Go Fast. So you've got to plant, cultivate, and then harvest. So chapter 14, so the last chapter I want to cover is chapter 14, Use Your Slight Edge Allies. And why that this is important is because we have to understand that there's things that are always on our side. We just have to be aware of them. And the first one he talks about is momentum. And having been in sales my entire career, I talked to a lot of sales reps about how to use momentum correctly. Because sales is all about peaks and valleys, right? And so what I try to do is really build reps' skill sets and their mindsets to allow them to be consistent. So when they start to hit that nice peak of wave, they start to break new personal records of sales, they stay on that crest. They take that momentum to new levels of success, new levels of income, right? To new levels of fulfillment. And so he really talks about how to utilize momentum, how to get it behind your back, and how to help you take it to the next level. And so I've been a big proponent of that. And you know, it's like, again, you could use basketball's analogy. You know when a player's in the game, they use that momentum of the crowd, their team, the bench, you know, them hitting the last four or five shots, the momentum to swing the shift of a game. So you can see how momentum can play in our favor if we know how to utilize it. The other thing he talks about that I want to mention in this chapter is reflection. And why I think reflection is such a huge ally to you, because it gives you a chance to look back and go, what could I have done? What action would have increased productivity? Where did I waste time? Where are my inefficiencies? How could I have conducted that sales meeting differently? How could I have conducted that leadership meeting differently? How could I have presented this idea to my spouse differently, right? So reflection really is your ally when you sit in thought. And this is why I'm a huge fan of meditation and journaling. Those are two things that I do to sit in reflection. And for me, you know, I'm a spiritual being, so I like to connect creator and just ask for guidance. That's what I do personally. You don't have to take that. But if you are not a spiritual person, no worries. Try journaling. Journaling allows you the bit to sit down and reflect on your thoughts, reflect on your actions, and assess, were these the types of actions that are going to propel me forward in the future to give me the life that I want? And if it's not, the next time you come across that same situation, you've reflected, you've thought, and you're going to be a bit more conscious in the moment to course correct and go into a different direction. So I really liked this chapter 14, Use Your Slight Edge Allies. So overall, I thought the book was really fantastic. I understand why Rod recommended the book. I would definitely recommend it. The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. The book was about $18 to $20, so still relatively inexpensive. You can pick on Amazon. I'll have a link for it in the show notes for whether you're listening to the podcast or on YouTube. You can scroll down. And also, while you guys are in the show notes, I mentioned before my other podcast, the business podcast, where I have sales leaders. We talk about real estate, leadership development, different types of sales techniques. I've brought on people who talk about how to optimize your health, talk people how to optimize your mindset, how to increase your self-esteem. So a wide-ranging topic. So go check out Grind Sell Elevate. You can type in my name or Grind Sell Elevate, and it'll come up on any platform. But I sincerely appreciate you listening to the Book Legion. If you guys haven't done so, make sure you at least subscribe to this podcast so you can turn on your notifications so you can get more of this type of content from great books. And please, thebooklegion@gmail.com. If you have any great books you want to review or you want to suggest for me to read, I would love to hear recommendations from everybody. So please go ahead and email me again, thebooklegion@gmail.com. Love to hear from everybody. Thanks so much and have a blessed day. Dum 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 d